Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on modesty, the virtue of modesty, and encouraging people to implement modesty in their lives. We explained that this is a very, very important quality. Every deen has a special trait, and the special trait of our deen, the hadith mentioned, special trait of our deen of Islam is modesty. So this is some quality that is really liked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as we'll find here in today's hadith, that even if a person has an excessive level of modesty, so long as it's not preventing him, it's actually a means for him, it's not preventing him from doing what he's supposed to do. It's a means that helps him to do the right thing, to go into the right direction, and to do what has been commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even if he's got a very high level of modesty, that is something that is desirable in Islam. And when this modesty is taken away, it's like that peel that is taken away, that protection that is taken away, then what happens is the same person that was a good person now becomes spoiled, because haya is removed, haya is taken away from his life. Today's hadith, we'll do two hadiths short, but similar in meaning. An Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, anna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam marra ala rajulin min al-ansari, wa huwa ya'idhu akhahu fil haya. فقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم دعه فإن الحياء من الإيمان متفق عليه. حضرت عبداللہ بن عمر رضی اللہ عنہما narrates that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم passed by a man from the Ansar who was speaking to his brother about modesty. What happened was, this person had a very high level of haya, very high level of modesty. Now sometimes what happens when a person has so high level of modesty, of shame, then he even feels it difficult to ask for what something that is his. He feels it hard to demand his right also. For example, somebody is owing him money, but this person got such a high level of shyness, such a high level of modesty, that he feels it hard to even ask a person to pay him. So like that, you get people of this nature, that they feel it so hard to ask things that are due to them. So perhaps this Sahabi was advising his Ansari brother that don't have such a high level of modesty, because now it will prevent you from conducting your day-to-day duties, carrying out what you are supposed to be doing. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw this scene, that there was one Ansari advising his brother against having such a high level of haya. So on this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells that Sahabi who is advising his brother, he says, leave him, for modesty is part of iman. See what an important thing Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, that leave him, modesty is an intrinsic, it's an important part of iman. فَإِنَّ الْحَيَاءَ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. In one hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that modesty and iman are like this. In other words, Qurana, they are joined up, and if one is removed, then the other is also removed. So that shows us that these two things are very, very important. When a person, and we explain a simple understanding of what haya is, a simple explanation of haya in what Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, that a person should ensure that his master does not see him where he has prohibited him from. That what Allah Ta'ala has prohibited us from doing, that our Allah should not see us doing that, being in that place also where he has prohibited us, what to do, where to go, etc. It must only be in that place where Allah has permitted us. One more short hadith. An Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu anhu qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam al hayaa la ya'ti illa bi khayr, muttafaqun alayh. Wa fi riwayatin li Muslimin al hayaa khayrun kulluhu, wa qala al hayaa kulluhu khayr. Hazrat Imran ibn Husayn radiallahu anhu narrated, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, modesty brings nothing but good. Modesty only brings good with it. A person who's got shy, in other words, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's got haya in him, he's got some type of shame in him, it brings nothing but goodness with it. That's a man of respect, a man that people will look up to, his family will look up to him, his staff will look up to him. This person has got modesty in him. And a person who doesn't have modesty, he'll speak anyhow, he'll say anything, he doesn't worry who his audience is, who he's speaking to, he'll say it anything. And although he may think that this is the way to go, but he will lose respect in the sight of people, yeah, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, sight of malaika, the sight of people, this man will have respect, and he's got modesty in him. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, modesty brings nothing but good. In the narration of Muslim Sharif, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, according to this narration, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that modesty is only goodness. That only goodness is modesty. Everything about modesty is goodness. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Sometimes people think that a person is cowardly when he's shy, when he has modesty. He got nothing to do with being a coward. Actually, it's a sign that the person has got a very high relationship with Allah Ta'ala. That he doesn't want his Allah to him to see him doing anything that is wrong, immoral, immodest. Therefore, he's behaving like this. It's not about being a coward, that he can't speak out loud, he can't scream, he can't shout, he can't be vulgar. It's not that he's a coward. It doesn't mean anything like that. It's just that this person has got some type of respect, which is something that is very important. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillah.